Welcome to another edition of the Marijuana Policy Insider. I'm Russ Belville, and joining us for today's discussion, we have Morgan Fox, the Communications Director for the Marijuana Policy Project. Morgan, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, I'm really glad we've got you on the program today because one of the big issues we've been focusing on is the supposed ramp up of the drug war with Jeff Sessions in charge of the Department of Justice. And recently, the administration under President Trump has anointed a opioid commission chaired by Governor Chris Christie to take a look at that issue with respect to the opioid overdoses and the epidemic that we're suffering here in this country. And I understand that the task force has now come out with some recommendations that are missing a very, very important option in this fight. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about this recommendations that we've gotten from this panel?
Well, for the opioid recommendations, I think it was, from what I saw on the coverage of it, it's basically more of just Nancy Reagan just say no stuff. At least that's what the president's understanding of it seems to be. Their actual recommendations seem to be a lot more complex, at least according to the ONDCP and the commission run by Governor Christie. But unfortunately, it did not mention the uses of medical cannabis in helping people wean themselves off of opiates or using them as a replacement or an effective treatment for chronic or severe pain. And that's really a huge problem when you look at the fact that medical marijuana states all have shown decreases in opiate overdoses and fatalities after the implementation of medical marijuana programs. So the administration has been ignoring the science on that, as well as the thousands of calls and communications that they got from advocates showing them that the science is there and that any sort of national opiate elimination program needs to include medical cannabis as a, if not a cornerstone, at the very least an option.
In reaction to this, we heard comments from Governor Christie, who's chairing the commission, who went along the old trope of, well, what are we going to do now? Legalize heroin? We've got this opioid epidemic, and people are saying marijuana could be helpful for that. And he's, of course, denying that and saying it's the wrong thing to call on people to use more drugs. Another one of the commissioners, Patrick J. Kennedy, the co-founder of Project Sam, was on MSNBC saying basically the same thing. Why would we add more fuel to the fire? With comments coming like this from these high-profile commissioners, do you have any hope that they're going to take any look at cannabis's role in fighting the opiate crisis?
I highly doubt it, but hopefully some of the less senior staff will start exploring those options. But regardless, states are going to continue moving forward with their programs, so even if the federal government or at least this task force does not really appreciate the benefits that medical cannabis can have for opiate addiction or for the epidemic in general, we're still going to see more and more data coming out. We're going to see more and more anecdotal evidence from the states, and you know, we're going to see more lives saved as people just spread this information word of mouth.
Speaking of the states that have moved forward, we recently got news of the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, sending a letter out to some of the states that have passed marijuana reforms, passed legalization. We heard the governor of Oregon, Colorado, and Washington, their reactions to this letter. And we also have a DOJ task force that is looking to make recommendations with respect to how the federal government should move forward. Sessions himself, in the letters, seems to indicate he thinks that there's violations of the Cole memo going on. Are we going to still have a Cole memo? Is Sessions moving forward with a crackdown? What can you tell us about these recommendations from this task force?
Well, so over the past couple of months, Sessions has said that the Cole memo is in place, but that he's going to be studying the issue and trying to determine if that the Cole memo should continue to be DOJ policy. You know, we know that personally he does not feel that way, but it's a tricky political issue to try to roll those protections back and start prosecuting patients and providers in legal marijuana businesses. But I think that, you know, he's trying to find excuses to show that these state programs are in violation. And he's been pointing to data that comes from various high-intensity drug trafficking area task forces and the DOJ special task forces to try to show that these states are in violation of the Cole memo, when in reality, the things that he's pointing to are things that they can't eliminate completely. It's simply impossible. You're never going to completely eliminate interstate trafficking. You're never going to completely eliminate used by minors. The point of the Cole memo was to make sure that the implementation of state marijuana programs didn't add to these issues, not that they would eliminate them. So Sessions is trying to be sneaky and say that because these things still exist, you're not living up to your side of the bargain in terms of the feds agreeing not to go into your state and start prosecuting people. And across the board, all the governors and the people that are in charge of regulations in these states have been saying, you don't know what you're talking about. Our programs are working very well. Here's the evidence. The evidence that Sessions and the DOJ is using is faulty and biased by law enforcement sources, and that they're going to continue to defend their programs. A couple of days after that happened, let me take a couple of steps back. When people were being asked about what the DOJ task force on marijuana policy specifically, when they were going to release their recommendations, the Department of Justice said that they weren't going to at all, and that they would only announce or release anything that was actually a substantive policy change. So the Associated Press happened to get a hold of some of those recommendations, and the task force recommended that there be no change in the Cole memo, that DOJ policies stay the same, and that we continue to let states determine their own policies and move forward as long as they meet a certain set of criteria. They also suggested continued research and that the issue should be looked at nonstop as it evolves, as opposed to just occasionally going back and taking stock of the situation, which, you know, I think is probably good policy. But I think that it's really telling that if this task force was unable to find any reason to start cracking down on state medical or state marijuana programs, Sessions is going to have a lot harder time justifying it going forward if he wants to go that route.
Now, looking at how our Congress is fighting back, we've got the announcement of this bill sponsored by Senator Cory Booker out of New Jersey, this bill to not just remove marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act, but also to withhold funding from states that maintain racially disproportionate arrests with respect to marijuana. You just mentioned how Sessions was kind of being sneaky by saying, you know, eliminate all, say, diversion to minors, and we know that can't happen. Given that the states that have legalized still have racially disproportionate arrests for what crimes do remain, is Booker kind of being sneaky here by saying, you know, by saying that states that maintain racially disproportionate arrests, that's bound to happen? Isn't this a kind of a stick to get the states to legalize as well?
To tell you the truth, I think that the main point of including those was to bring attention to the issue that there is racially disparate enforcement of marijuana policies. And again, I think that Senator Booker, as well as several others, have gotten criticism based on this point. But drug policy reformers have never said that legalizing marijuana was going to eliminate racial disparities in policing. What it does do is take away a tool that law enforcement has used to racially profile and harass people of color for decades. Will it completely stop that? Absolutely not. But it starts to decrease it a little bit, takes away one of the tools law enforcement can use, and drops the overall arrest numbers. All of those are positive. So I think in terms of this bill, it's really, really impressive that Congress is actually finally talking about this, whereas no bill in the past has really made the racism in marijuana enforcement policy a centerpiece. But now that we have a venue to talk about it on a national level. So, I mean, I think that that's really the most important takeaway from this bill.
And given the Republican makeup of the Senate and the House and, of course, the White House, is this just put forth as a vehicle for talking about the issue? Is there any serious consideration that it would really pass? And if not, then is this point about the racial disproportionality something that might get bargained away as it goes through the committee processes?
Well, I actually think it kind of raises the bar for the discussion around marijuana policy. I mean, pretty much any bill that's introduced by a Democrat, I think, is not going to be able to win anything until there's a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president. But that being said, now that is part of the conversation, it has to be included in conversations going forward for legislation that has a greater chance of passing. In general, I think it just raised the bar for the conversation, and people are going to have to consider that issue when looking at marijuana prohibition generally.
And it's my hope that it raises the issue in a broader sense with respect to criminal justice. I saw an opinion piece up on the Wall Street Journal that brings out the point that, well, all criminal justice enforcement is racially disproportionate with respect to violent crime and property crime, all sorts of crime. It's always racially disproportionate. So perhaps in bringing up the conversation with respect to drug laws, we bring this conversation into a broader sense with all of our criminal justice reforms. That's my hope. Morgan, before we let you go, I want to make sure we've covered everything we need to at the federal level. Have we left any subjects out that we should get to?
Well, after Congress comes back from recess, we're going to need everybody that supports marijuana policy reform to call their lawmakers, both in Congress or in the House and the Senate, and make sure that they support protecting medical marijuana patients and providers at the state level from federal interference. So in the Senate, it would be making sure to approve the Leahy Amendment to the criminal to the CJS budget. And in the House, it's the Rohrabacher Farm or Rohrabacher Blumenauer Amendment. But your lawmakers will, who are in budget task forces, will know what that is. So as long as you just call them and ask them to protect state medical marijuana rights from Department of Justice interference, they'll get the message. And hopefully we'll get those amendments included in the next budget so that we'll have another year of protection from the DOJ if they decide to that they want to start cracking down.
That's right, listeners. When the lawmakers go on vacation, that's when you go to work. They're going to be back home in the districts holding, some of them will be holding town hall meetings. You can get your voice heard. Go to their local offices, call them, write them, visit them in person. The more contact you have with them and the more they know that real people like you support our cannabis rights, the better it will turn out in the future. Morgan Fox is the communications director for the Marijuana Policy Project. You can find more information about your state and these federal actions by going to mpp.org. And Morgan, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you.